Listen up, this ain't your boys' club anymore. Hey, Kingpin, all that power talk, save it. I'm the authority in this ring now. I'm stronger, smarter, and 10 times louder. Down with the patriarchy.
Get the fuck out of here. She weighs 105 pounds soaking wet. That guy was armored, has a gun, is bigger and stronger than her, but a couple of elbows to the face and he's done.
Nerderotic.com.
This is as MCU as it gets. Karen Page doesn't mean to be doing this. She was badass on her own with her toughness and her grit. Part of her resilience is being able to think her way around people who are stronger than her in dangerous situations. And she's still brave enough and clever enough to work her way through that. No, now she's just beating her way through it. It's so fucking modern Disney Marvel.
I just don't understand why they don't have girls fight like girls. Like when you see those viral videos of women beating up other
hair
women,
they're
pulling hair. They're punching like this. It's like a weird, you know, overhand kind
of. She's been training all season, Chris.
Slap. It's like a slap fight. Thanks for taking the hit on all this, Gary. I don't have to watch it.
I'm not even going to bother with season three.
I'm watching her movements, and it's like none of it has power behind it. I don't understand how they let her get away without training, like proper training.
Yeah, if you're gonna train up your actress, train. Get ripped.
She's not.
At least look the part, you know. Don't look like you just got back from shopping. Oh, season three, the Defenders are coming back because the Defenders show was so great.
I remember buying Defenders number one off the rack. Dude, it was like Doctor Strange, Hulk. It was weird combo, the first Defenders.
Now, Luke Cage and Daredevil were in the Defenders later on, but yeah. The Defenders was a weird team and a much cooler team. But it started out as Namor, Doctor Strange, and Hulk, and then Silver Surfer was added and Valkyrie. I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
The Defenders faded towards the end and it had a couple X-Men in it. And yeah. But the early days were, it was awesome. It was ridiculous. It was like these super powered superheroes. But they all, you know, they went up against like gods and monsters and stuff. So yeah, it was horrifically bad. I'm very interested to see what EFAP thinks of this one. Yeah. Because they are going, it's going to be bad. It's a show that nobody's watching. It probably doesn't cost a lot of money. That's the one thing, is there's not any CG I can think of. I'm sure there's some, but like not a lot. So it's probably cheaper. They could turn it around faster. The disappointing thing is they had something that worked so well and you can't like not compare it to the Netflix series, which was so good. And this is not even close to that level. It is Timu everything.
Timu Daredevil.
Timu Daredevil. And this is with Vincent D'Onofrio, which makes it even more disappointing, right? It just shows like you can bring all the actors back you want. Hell, even if they brought back Steven DeKnight, I'm not sure it would be as good. It would be better than this.
I just think that the infrastructure Disney has to make these things results in this.
Yes.
This might be their best Disney Plus Marvel TV thing. I'm saying this is the best they are capable of doing.
Razor Fist called it the least bad, and it might be as far as series are concerned, right? Werewolf by Night, I thought that was fine. Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special, I thought that was fine. But as far as live action series, this might be the least worst. It is earnest. They don't have stupid Marvel humor in it at all. The problem is, it felt like they approached this with, we need to be like Netflix. So each scene was approached with, how can we make this like the Netflix series without really knowing how to do it or having the ability to do it? And a lot of it was filling time. We wasted so much time on side characters, with no doubt the most evil villain in this series is BB Urich. BB Urich is the worst person imaginable in this series. She's worse than Kingpin killing 50 people. She's worse because she has no soul. She has no freaking soul. She is just activist character. So I guess they kind of accurately portrayed an activist. And I said it last night, an activist is no different than the people they hate. a politician in power or a CEO who doesn't see people as humans. They see them as a means to an end to achieve a goal to obtain power. So James Gandolfini's son dies for her. They don't show one single scene of her crying, feeling bad. No, the first time they show her do something was she plasters his picture up on her social media so she can rile up the troops. So he's used for propaganda. That's it. And then she gets her dad's office that she didn't earn, and she puts a picture of James Gandolfini's son in there. And I got so pissed. I'm like, you bitch. How dare you put his picture there? I didn't even like him as a character. I thought the acting was terrible. They didn't even think, like, maybe we should show her feeling bad. Like, I don't know, a little scene of her getting sick, of like throwing up in her bathroom over this and feeling the repercussions for what she has done. She used her friend. He died for her. But no, she acts like, well, that's what he should have done. And the fact that you don't think about even writing this in the script for a couple of minutes, and we could have had less Kirsten McDuffie or any of that other stupid shit, shows that they missed the boat on that one. Because, you know, Drew Goddard, Stephen DeKnight would have thought about doing something like that. It might seem little, but it's not, because the character is horrible.
Doesn't that reveal the character of the people writing the show?
Yep.
That's my point. This is where even you look at, take this to DC, James Gunn's Superman, Superman's James Gunn. He couldn't write Superman.
No.
So to write Superman, you have to understand heroism. And Gunn's heroes, if you look at Guardians, and they're different and they're fine for that. But it does not work for Superman at all.
Chris, if you're handing DC Comics, the control of the DC Comics universe over to somebody to make films on them, do you hand it to a person who hasn't quite cracked Superman yet?
Yeah.
The answer is no. Superman should be the first thing on their mind before Batman with DC. And having to crack the character through a dog?
Yeah.
When the dust settles, when people like understand that this was probably doomed from the start, you can just look right back to, I needed my dog to crack Superman. I had people who, comic creators, who were like, what the fuck? When they heard that, they're like, what is he talking about?
Well, when you look at the Guardians, the first movie, which is his best movie, Gunn's best movie.
Yep.
The movie is about a bunch of selfish assholes who become less selfish assholes by the end.
Yep.
Not that they still are not selfish assholes. They're all by themselves selfish assholes
they're,
who become less so
yeah,
by the end of the movie. And that's it. When I look back at the original Star Wars, that movie stood in contrast to what every movie was at the time, which was dark, nihilistic. Lucas is, in multiple interviews, he said, kids did not have heroes. They didn't have heroes to look up to. Just coming out of Vietnam and Watergate, and the world was dark, and entertainment reflected that dark nihilism of
the 70s were grim.
Yeah. And Star Wars was in contrast in 77 to everything else. And it's like, wait, what? Optimism? True heroism? Positivity? He had an opportunity based on what's going on in the world.
Well, that's what Daredevil falls under. It really leans into what's going on in the world and leaned heavily on allegory and didn't really worry about making characters you care about, any kind of real connective tissue between scenes. The dialogue is just horrible. When I was doing my live, my watch party last night, I'm going to cut out that scene with Karen Page and I'm going to throw it up. You see what people are going to say. Now, some people are like, yeah, it's stupid. And then another one's like, you afraid of women? It's like, get the fuck out of here. It's the same shit. It's Groundhog Day with this stuff on Twitter. It really is. I am providing you an explanation in one clip with what is wrong with the character of Karen Page and what they've done to her. And they took a great complex character and reduced her into Disney female protagonist. But yeah, it's over. It'll be interesting to see if this thing even charts once. Just a reminder, season one of Daredevil Born Again was the year it came out. It was the 99th streamed show.
It's got to give people at Marvel pause because they're proud of this, right? They really like it. I mean, well,
they're going to be reassured, Chris, because they're going to go to Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb and Metacritic and see these massively high ratings and just go, well, everybody loved it of the people who watched it. And there are some people out there who genuinely loved it. And there's a, yeah.
What is it?
Some of these ratings are higher than the Netflix series. And listen, it's recency bias or prisoner of the moment, whatever you want to call it.
Right, right.
And people might like it. And yeah, it's not in the same league. It's not in the same league. It won't be rewatched a bunch. It'll be forgotten very quickly. And most people are out. Now, that's the brand damage of Marvel, Chris. So most people are out anyway. And that's the thing they're going to have to deal with. But as far as this being, what does this show you from Doomsday? It shows you that you can bring back the original actors. You can bring back the Russo brothers. But it ain't going to, don't expect Winter Soldier. And if we get something like that, fucking great. Like, great. That'd be awesome. If we got a good, fun movie and it's like, oh, shit, this was great. But I see Daredevil, something they actually tried on. I mean, like, you expect Ironheart to be bad.
Yeah.
You know, you expect Agatha to be super gay and bad. But when they rolled out, like, Moon Knight, that was such a colossal fuck up and disappointment. And this Daredevil's right up there now. So you're taking characters that people actually like from the comics that are good characters that you could do a lot with. And you had Daredevil spending a season kind of being second fiddle in his old show, fighting a bunch of cops, a bad cops. I miss when he's fighting the Hand. So there you go.
Yay.
Yay.
So glad it's over.
Nerderotic.com. Please subscribe.